like in real estate means it's going up in value. So anytime we're able to maintain fair exchange in the art of presence and diminish the fear and guilt involved in the exchange, we move it from matter to spirit. And the law of spirit is actually the law of evolving a company. That's why Peter Lynch says in his One Up on Wall Street that gratitude, I will not invest in a company that does not have appreciation. If I go in and visit a company, he'll look for the people, and if they're not appreciative for what they're doing, and there's not appreciation there, which means that they're getting a fair exchange for what their service is rendered, that company is not going to do anything except going towards entropy and depreciating value. So business is a means of awakening a spiritual life. Drucker basically said it's the development and future of our culture, isn't it? Business is actually starting to run, in a sense, politics more so than politics. Well, obviously, whoever has the cash flow sets the rules. Whoever has the gold is the gold, right? The golden rules. Who has the gold rules? So, when you're in business and you're sharing a message or a product or a service or idea, and you are maintaining the art of fair exchange between you and everybody in the system and you and the customer, client, patient, whatever it might be, you are actually doing a spiritual activity. Because what you're doing is you're providing them ability to evolve as a cultural organization, which is a spiritual evolving process. Without spirit, there's no evolution. Now, spirit, I'm going to call light. And I'm not going to go into the physics of it, but I'm going to call it light. And matter, I'm going to call charged particles. In physics, they basically have a thing called bosons and fermions. And bosons are like light particles, and fermions are like positrons and electrons, and they make up the matter. One's spirit, one's matter. They call it energy and matter. So the second you unite two opposite systems together, you birth light and spirit. Every time you divide it and dualistically, you end up towards matter. So watch, anytime you have fair exchange, instantaneously, you unite and there's an exchange there. It's called an exchange particle in quantum physics. It's called a messenger exchange particle between two particles of matter is what is called energy or spirit. So we have a message. Every time we're in fair exchange with somebody, we actually have a message of fair exchange, which is a spiritual message that's correlated, which increases the probability of gratitude, which helps evolve culture or economics or ecology of human beings. The art of selling is the art of spirituality. You know that economics has language that comes from theology. It's derived from theology. Goods and services. It's actually derived from morals and ethics coming from theology. Goods and services. Now, let's address that. You start out with this undifferentiated, primordial, pluripotentialed self. The closest thing we have in an adult being would be called a stem cell today, for the stem cell research. This cell has its pluripotential. That means it has the ability to differentiate into all the different possible cells that your body has. Just like so-called Adam and Eve, and I'm not going to promote the idea of man starting 4004 BC at 6 o'clock in the afternoon as the origin of man by any means. I wrote a book called The History of the Human Race, and it goes farther than that. It goes way back farther than that. We've been busy for a while doing this exchange bit. But if all of a sudden they united and they got together, then they started to differentiate and started to create families, would you agree that children are all different in a family dynamic? And of course their children are different, and it just differentiates and specializes, right? So families eventually evolve into clans and tribes and cities and communities and states and etc., and eventually we have these specialized states. Well, there is in the primordial Adam, the Adam Kadmon in the Jewish mystical Kabbalistic teachings, they might call it, you have this primordial Adam that has all potential, that's not differentiated yet, that has a oneness with divinity. Because a oneness of divinity means that it honors and embraces all value systems. It is not conditioned yet and fractionated and personified into all its various elusive states. It's a whole being. So Adam Kadmon, as they describe in there, then differentiates into Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve, and Cain and Abel, and all those things according to the Jewish history. And then we have the differentiations. And each person then fractionates and does not embrace the wholeness of all value systems. And so they start to say, well, my value system is better than your value system as they differentiate. Now, that's a necessary ingredient for culture to have fair exchange in economics.